it like to get back to work here with the group of guys?
It's great. You know, had a little bit of break, and everybody's excited to be back, excited to be working together, and it's been good week and a half now, so.
How important is this for team building? Because obviously the roster does change a little bit during the offseason.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, anytime you get the guys together and you get in the film room, you get in, you know, in the weight room, out on the field, throwing and stuff like that, it's great.
What's it been to go about life as a Super Bowl champion, having that label on you?
You know, I mean, we're the hunted now, so we gotta prepare that way. We're we're working hard, and we're getting a lot of good work in right now. So,
is the feel in the locker room different?
No, it's the same. You know, we're still as hungry as ever. We want to go out there and improve a lot of things to a lot of people. So we're working hard, and we're getting a lot of good work accomplished.
Have you had time to enjoy it? Was there a moment that it sunk in or something at a supermarket or anything like that in the off season? To be kind, I mean, I can say nightclub or something like that.
Yeah, I was at the supermarket the other. No, you know what? I mean, it's been great. I have a lot of great memories from the game. It's something that, you know, we'll all remember forever. But we're really focused on moving forward, and we've got a lot of new faces in the building and a lot of. A lot of goals and a lot of, hopes for this upcoming year. So that's really the only thing we're focused on right now.
Has it been a seamless transition for the rest of the team to kind of flip that switch? And has it come so quickly or what?
I mean, we show up to work and we have a job to do, whether it's in the off season, OTAs, whether we're working out, whether we're, running routes and stuff like that. So, only thing we're really focused on is coming in and getting our work done for, each day, getting better each day and going from there.
Yeah, the reports are that you restructured your deal to come back here. How happy are you to be coming back here under the circumstances that you wanted?
Yeah, I love playing for this team. I love playing for these coaches, this organization. I got family out here. This is home to me. So, yeah, I love playing for this team. It's a great experience, and I'd like to prolong that for as long as I can. So it's been fun.
How much easier was it to make that decision based on how you played down the stretch and the impact that you made and obviously proving that you're the player that they had signed a couple of years ago?
Everybody gets an opportunity to show what they got, and it's something that I'm looking forward to next year. Going to try to make the team, obviously, and just like everybody else, and go from there.
Danny, was there any initial hesitation when they first started to talk to you about restructuring?
It's a business, and everybody treats it like a business. You love playing football, you love being around the locker room, you love being around your teammates, and that's really the most important thing for me. And I love the group we have here. I love the work ethic everybody puts in, every week. I love being here. So that's why I chose to come back.
Danny, even as you start anew individually and as a team, coming off a championship and what was for you a very strong postseason, how much do you look to seize upon that? Are you eager to get started, in part because of how well you finished last season?
I'm focused on the future. I have a lot of football to play. I have a chip on my shoulder still, and I want to play good football for a long time.
You see, your ceiling is pretty high with what you've been through. You seem like you're getting better and better here.
Yeah. I mean, I still feel really great physically. I feel like, I feel young. I feel good. I feel like I'm running around really well, and like I said, we got a great group of guys in the locker room, and that's what really. Drew me back to playing here, and I'm obviously grateful for the opportunity to play here. So,
conditioning wise, what have you done on your own that's been different the last couple of years, if anything? How much have you evolved from that standpoint?
As you get older, you gotta kind of approach things differently. I take care of my body a little better than I did when I was 21, 22. But conditioning wise, I feel really good. We had a great day today running, probably the best conditioning day that we've had as a team, and. It was really awesome to see, and everybody feels really good.
Talking about the celebration and all that, how was the trip to the White House for you?
It was nice. I got to shake the president's hand. That's pretty cool. Nobody in my family's done that before, so it was cool. We're going to be working hard to hopefully try to get that done again.
What about the whole jokes and everything else? I mean, what did you think about his humor?
Well, he's a funny guy, but. I'm not gonna go into inflation too much. So.
were talking to a Red Sox player in the World Series when they won a few years ago, and he said, this is supposed to happen to other people. I've watched other people do this, right. And he was shocked to be there.
Right.
Now you're there.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I've never been in the White House, obviously. I've seen a bunch of teams, you know, win championships and go, and, you know, always, you know, dreamt about, you know, going there one day, and, you know, it's exciting. You know, everybody's, like I said, everybody's just working really hard to get that done again.
Good to see Tom skip the trip and get some extra work done in the weight room. That's the word.
Yeah, he's trying to get his bench press. I don't know what he's trying to do, but, you know, Tom's our leader. Tom's our guy, so I don't know what his political stance is. But
so you weren't offended?
No. I don't know what he was doing.
Right. Can you take us back? The draft's coming up. Just your memories of that process. Did you know that you were going to be waiting as long as you had to wait?
Draft day?
Yeah, the whole process.
Oh, I didn't get drafted.
I know, yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
So,
you had to wait a little extra longer than most.
Yeah. You know, it's all about opportunity. It's about, I knew when I was, you know, coming out of college, if I was to get a shot at camp, then I'd have a shot. So that's all I asked for. And, you know, here I am.
I don't know if I'm reading into this too much, but it looks as if you want to say that you're going to have a breakout year, like meaning that like you had the chip on your shoulder. You think you're going to do very, very well this season?
I think you're reading too much into that.
You don't want to say you're going to be the man this year?
I'm gonna put myself in position to be there for my teammates, that's for sure.
Safe to say the way last year ended for you, you feel like that is clearly something you're going to build upon?
You know, you always want to, you know, take the momentum of the last year into the next one. You know, the goal of the season is to win the last game you play, so we're going to carry that momentum into next year. I know, you know, it's all about getting out there and playing good football, so that's what we're focused on.
Danny, when you go undrafted, is that something that's stuck with you your whole career that you kind of, I don't want to, using as fuel is kind of a lame saying, but something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, you know, you're labeled, so you're going to roll with that your whole career. I mean, like I said, I wanted the opportunity, and I got it back then, and, you know, just try to make the most of those.
With that being said, how much do you use that to maybe mentor guys that were at the school that you came from? Like, hey, man, your dream's not done just because you don't get drafted.
Oh, absolutely. You know, getting older now, you've seen a lot of guys come in the league as rookies and, you know, need guidance one way or another. But as a guy that's been through it, you know, a number of years now, drafted, undrafted, all about playing good football, all about, you know, being there for your teammates and you know, trying to win games, so.
Does it go beyond skill? Is there a sense that you belong, and do you see that in guys like Malcolm Butler, for example, from day one last year in training camp?
I remember when Malcolm got here, his first couple of days of OTAs making plays. He had a couple, you know, interceptions in some drills that we had that were, you know, personally I thought were, you know, pretty impressive. And he's a great athlete, and you know, there's guys like that go undrafted and or drafted late even, and not necessarily overlooked, but, you know, it's the NFL. Everybody is a good athlete, whether you're undrafted or drafted. So it's all about, you know, making the most of your opportunities and playing good football.
Have you watched the game?
The Super Bowl? Yeah. I haven't even seen it. No, I've seen a couple clips here and there, but I haven't sat down and watched it. But it's in the past, so focus on the future.
Guys, let's take two more.
Yeah, how about impressions of a former teammate in St. Louis and a guy you practiced against last year with the Eagles in Bradley Fletcher?
Fletch, that's my boy, man. He's a great player. He's big. He's physical. He's instinctive. He's, you know, he'll come up and hit you too as a cornerback. That's something that something that you like to see, and it's a great addition to our football team. And he's going to make everybody else better.
How about another former teammate, Brandon Gibson?
What it's like? It's my brother. we played together for 4 years in St. Louis, and he's the type of guy that, you know, brings a lot of athleticism to the wide receiver position. He's been around the game for a long time, and, you know, we're all happy to have him in the room. He's a great guy and a great football player, too, so we're excited to have him.
All right, guys. Thanks,
guys. Thank you.